We're going to wrap up our media availabilities for today in advance of Sunday's Toyota Save Mart 350. We are joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 Credit One Bank Chevrolet, who has captured the Bush Pole Award here the last 2 years at Sonoma and is currently 15th in the standings. We will open up to questions. Please raise your hand, and we will get a wireless mic to you. We'll start over here against the window.
Kyle, you have two fastest poles, so they threw something different at you. They threw the carousel. Didn't seem to bother you at all.
I don't know. It's just a few extra corners, so it's not a big deal, I guess, to any of us out there. So, yeah, we ran a good lap in our mock run today in practice, so I feel like I'll have a good shot at another pole tomorrow. So I would like to be better in race trim. But if we can get another pole, it'd be pretty cool.
Go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. I'll follow up with what Newman was saying. Has there been any other further discussion with you and NASCAR about what happened at Talladega, and what are your expectations going into Daytona? Do you have any fear that your car could go airborne again?
I don't know if they've made changes or whatnot. So I don't really know how to answer the question. I don't think about going airborne whenever I strap into a car, but if it happens, it happens.
What about the handling there with this package? We haven't had this package at Daytona yet, and it's always been a big handling track. What are your, how do you feel the cars will handle there?
I don't know. It's a nighttime race, so that usually helps the handling a little bit. So, I don't know. I haven't thought about Daytona yet. We just got to get through here in Chicago.
Go there.
This is like your home track since you're from just around the corner up in Elk Grove. Tell me a little bit about coming back home to California and what you get a chance to see and do, as well as interacting with the fans.
It's my home track, so I love coming out here. But still, with it being close to home, I don't really spend it at home. I spend, it kind of as a vacation, really, in the Napa Valley. So I came out here a couple days earlier than I was scheduled to. I was supposed to not get here until yesterday, but with all the rain that we had in Ohio, we decided not to sit in the rain any longer and fly to California. So I got here Tuesday night and spent the night at Caitlin's parents' house with the family, and drove to Napa Wednesday, had some dinner, went and wine tasted yesterday, and then I'm going to hang out and tonight get some good dinner, hopefully somewhere, and I don't know, it's just a normal weekend, really. It doesn't feel like a home race until, Sunday rolls around, and I get to see some of my friends and old fans and stuff that have watched me race growing up.
We'll go to Jeff and Woody.
Speaking of your friends and old fans, are there people that you never see all year until this, or do they come to some of your sprint car stuff too? Like, are there people that only come to this race essentially, and that's your reunion with them, or that's your one chance to see them?
No, not really. As far as like fans go, I mean, yeah, there's lots of fans that, I probably don't even really recognize, that come up to me and say that they, used to watch me race at Placerville and Silver Dollar and stuff like that. I guess this would probably be the one race where maybe I'd see those types of people. But as far as, my friends, my close friends will come to this, and then, they might come to a couple others, Vegas and stuff, because the Outlaws are in town, Charlotte, things like that. So, I would say, dirt track sprint car fans, a lot of them come on Sunday. So I definitely feel like I've got a good fan following here with it being my home race and getting to have my dirt track fans come watch me.
Woody came with MRN. Kyle, you mentioned Chicagoland a minute ago. Just a thriller between you and Kyle Busch there last year. With a year removed, what still kind of sticks out to you about that day, and how do you think the racing will be significantly different this time?
It'll definitely be different this time. we'll see how it is. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about this package is really good for, you know, nighttime races with high grip. And then, you know, last year that weekend was extremely hot and opposite, I guess, of what this package might need. So we'll see how the racing will be. But yeah, that was a good, you know, exciting finish to be a part of. Wish I would have, you know, been in victory lane for that one. But, you know, cool to be a part of a epic finish.
Go back over here to the window and then to Pat and Lee.
Okay, so since this is an impound race, of course you won the last two poles here. What will be the game plan that will help you out as far as not just in qualifying to go for three in a row, but more important, the race that will ultimately hopefully get you that elusive win down here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't ever come here and set up to get a pole. You know, we come here to try and win the race and have the setup, you know, capable of winning the race. So it just happens to work out where I've been good for a short run kind of stuff here my whole career. So seems like it's kind of the same thing again this weekend. So, yeah, I don't know. I think we've tried all sorts of different stuff. So maybe it's just, you know, my fault why I'm only good at qualifying.
Go to Pat.
Pat Tickle on NASCAR.com. Still plenty of racing left, but where would you rate your level of frustration to this point in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I guess not too frustrated with how our cars are running, because I feel like our cars have been pretty good. But as far as just, you know, bad luck or mistakes and things like that, that's what's been, you know, frustrating. But, you know, having decently fast race cars kind of helps relieve some of that frustration. So, you know, Kurt's been running really good. You know, I run pretty good, you know, most of the race, and then kind of, you know, something seems to happen and towards the end. So yeah, we just got to clean up some things still, and hopefully we can, you know, make the playoffs, and then you'll be hitting on all eight cylinders at the right time.
I'll go to Lee.
With you and Kurt being, you know, second and first on the speed chart, it seems like you guys have a lot of things perhaps in common, that you guys are that close. How much did you confer with each other, or how much time have you two spent together leading up to this race, or is this just a fluke thing?
No, I mean, we didn't spend any time together before this race, and I wouldn't say it's a fluke either. You can look at myself and McMurray. We were always, you know, top of the speed charts here as well. So I think our cars are just pretty good, at least for, you know, short-run stuff here. So, yeah, I guess I don't really know how to answer this question.
Go back over to the far left.
Kyle, what? Pick a turn. What's the worst turn for you with this track?
Probably seven. I mean, it definitely used to be seven. And then the new seven, it's still probably my worst corner, but probably not as bad. So, yeah, seven's just tough because it's just hard to get grip, you know, exiting that corner.
I'm going to check upstairs quickly and see if there are any questions in the media center.
Hi, Kyle. Peter here with the Press Democrat in Santa Rosa. Just want to check, can you compare the carousel to any other turn you've ever raced in your career?
Probably. I mean, I guess, you know, similar to Watkins Glen in a way, but still different, you know. I actually feel like it's kind of an odd corner just because I feel like I have a lot of grip for the first two-thirds of the corner, and then, like, as we get back on the drag strip, I lose all sorts of grip. So that's been tricky. It's been a tricky corner, but I don't know. It is what it is. You can't really pass there anyways.
Go ahead.
Kind of a follow-up to both of the previous two questions, but what would you consider your best turn or your best portion of this track?
Honestly, today I feel like the new sections have been my, at least, you know, four or five and most of six have probably been my best corners. I don't know. I mean, I haven't really seen if I'm gaining time there or not, or losing, whatever, but I feel best there. I feel like I've my most grip through there. So yeah, that little section would probably be my best, I think.
Any additional questions downstairs? All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.